we're talking about a point in time when the band was really struggling to hold itself together.
Even the title gives away what we were trying to do. Return to fantasy, we're going back to demons and wizards. We're trying to suggest that there's something mystic about the album, and there wasn't. Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day, Uriah Heep. This is the 8th episode in the series. 8th day in a row, we're talking about Uriah Heep. We're talking about their 8th album, Return to Fantasy, released in March of 1975. The band's got a new bass player, John Wetton, who was from the band's family and King Crimson. So this album was actually a top 10 record in the UK. I'm really not sure what the hell is pictured on the cover. If somebody can look at this cover and tell me what the hell it is. So, like I said, this was a hit record in the UK. Actually seemed to get a lot of praise at the time, the album did, by the critics. But spoiler alert, I think this album is terrible. Also, the band had some more problems after, you know, during the tour, Mick Box, the guitar player, fell off the stage in Louisville and broke his arm. John Wetton, the new bass player, was electrocuted on stage, had an electric shock on stage, just like the previous bass player on the last tour, Gary Thayne, was put in the hospital after he was electrocuted. So the record was a success for them, but the tour, once again, they're not having the best of luck. All right, let's get into this album. It kicks off with the title track, just like the last album did. Return to Fantasy, written by Hensley and Byron, almost 6 minutes long. It gallops along, but once again, not a great chorus. You know, at 6 minutes...
Searching every day, looking every way, trying to make a connection, to find a piece of the action. Like a hungry poet who doesn't know he is close to perfection. Choice is the question. Moonlight night after moonlight night. Side by side, they will see us ride. But if they cared to look, then they would see.
Second song on the album, Shady Lady, a weird groove type song for Uriah Heep, lame melodies. This is just bad, in my opinion.
Absolutely, I wasn't.
Third song, Devil's Daughter, kind of a funky vibe, but mediocre. Fourth song on the album, Beautiful Dream, a keyboard heavy song with weird vocals, pretty bad. This album sucks so far, but let's flip it over.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Side 2, first song, Prima Donna. Another style that we haven't really heard from Uriah Heep, kind of a boogie song. So we had like a groovy song, we had a funky song, now we got a boogie rock song. Decent melodies and harmonies, but, you know, it's not easy to do this style without it being just plain and generic. You know, this is not the level of Status Quo boogie rock, this is just, you know... Side 2, second song is called Your Turn to Remember. I like the song title, but the song itself is a slow, bouncy song which is boring and generic. Third song on side two is called Showdown. Bad chorus. Overall, it's generic and predictable and not a good song. We'll be right back. Fourth song on side two, Why Did You Go? Boring ballad. Uriah Heep, not great with the ballads. I keep saying that.
But oh, why did you go? I loved you so. Tears I float down the street till they try, try again. But oh, why did you go? I loved you so.
The album ends with a song called A Year or a Day. A mellow intro that's about a minute long, and then it kicks in its mid-paced. This is the song in the album that sounds the most like a Uriah Heep song, and it actually has a good chorus. So I had to listen to the whole album to get here, but this is the only halfway decent song on the album, in my opinion. So the best song on the album is definitely A Year or a Day. The worst song on the album? Wow. I don't know. You tell me. Maybe Shady Lady. That one was pretty bad. Alright, so let's hope the next album is better. We will find out tomorrow when we talk about High and Mighty.
We may all be dead. Devil is put to the test.
It wouldn't be so hard to do. It's only a Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.